If you're sitting in the right seat of your training career right now, wondering how you actually get from the pattern at your home field to the flight deck of an airliner, this one is for you. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Here's the headline. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, has announced its first ever Aviation Career Expo. It runs November 13th and 14th in Phoenix, Arizona. Inaugural event, first of its kind under the AOPA banner. And if you've been anywhere near a flight school in the last few years, you already know why this matters. But before I unpack it, a quick word about who's keeping the lights on today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, and that phrase, from first solo to airline transport pilot, that's actually the whole story here. Because the road between those two points has never been busier, and it has never been more confusing to navigate. That's the gap this expo is trying to close. So let me tell you what's actually happening, why it matters, and what you should do about it. Here's what you need to know. For years, we've heard the phrase pilot shortage thrown around like a weather briefing, and there's truth in it. The airlines went through a hiring surge, the regionals were writing signing bonuses that would have sounded like fiction a decade ago, and everybody with a fresh commercial certificate suddenly had leverage. But the picture has shifted. Hiring has cooled from that fever pitch. The regionals aren't handing out the same deals, and a lot of newer pilots are discovering that the path forward is a lot more complicated than get your hours and the majors will call. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. The real story is that aviation careers are not just airline careers, and that is the message AOPA is building this entire event around. Because here's the thing. When most people picture a career in aviation, they picture a captain with four stripes walking through a terminal. And that's a fine goal, but it is one door in a building with 100 doors. There are careers in corporate and business aviation, flying for a company that needs its people moved on their own schedule. There are careers in cargo, in air ambulance and medevac work, in agricultural flying, in firefighting, in flight instruction as a genuine long-term profession, and not just a stepping stone. There's maintenance, there's air traffic control, there's dispatch, avionics, manufacturing, drone, and uncrewed operations, and the entire world of aviation management and technology. This affects you if you're anywhere on that ladder. If you're a student pilot, if you're a certificated flight instructor building time and starting to wonder what's next, if you've got a teenager who lights up around airplanes and you have no idea how to point them in the right direction, or honestly, if you're mid-career in some other industry and you've been quietly wondering whether it's too late to turn a love of flying into a living. The answer to that last one, by the way, is usually no. It is rarely too late. So what does the expo itself actually offer? Based on what AOPA has laid out, this is built as a two-day in-person event in Phoenix on November 13th and 14th. The core idea is to put job seekers in the same room as the people who actually do the hiring. Employers across the industry, flight schools and training providers, universities and collegiate aviation programs, the organizations that credential and represent different corners of the profession. Think of it less like a job fair and more like a live sectional chart for your career. You walk in, and instead of guessing which frequencies to dial, you get to talk to the actual controllers of these career paths. You can ask a corporate flight department what they look for in a new hire. You can ask a university what their program costs and what it actually delivers. You can ask a working professional pilot the question that never gets a straight answer online, which is simply, if you were starting today, what would you do differently? And that face-to-face piece matters more than it might sound, because so much career advice in this industry lives in forum threads and rumor. Somebody's cousin heard that a certain airline is about to start hiring. Somebody read that a certain path is a dead end. A lot of it is stale. A lot of it is just wrong. An event like this cuts through that noise by putting you in front of primary sources, the people making the decisions. Now, let me flag something as opinion because I try to keep my speculation and my facts in separate boxes. My read is that the timing of this is deliberate and it's smart. Launching a career expo when hiring has cooled off, rather than when everybody's desperate, sends a signal. It says the goal isn't to ride a boom. The goal is to build a durable pipeline into the profession that survives the ups and downs of the hiring cycle. Because aviation always moves in cycles, the demand for well-trained professional aviators does not go away. It just breathes in and out. The people who plan their careers around the long cycle and not the momentary panic or the momentary glut tend to be the ones still flying decades later. There's a bigger context here too, and it's worth putting on the table. The aviation workforce is aging, not just pilots. Mechanics, controllers, The certificated airframe and power plant technicians who keep our fleet legal and safe are retiring faster than they're being replaced in a lot of shops. Walk into a maintenance hangar and ask about the average age of the workforce, and you'll get a look that tells you everything. So when AOPAE broadens this from a pilot event into an aviation career event, covering maintenance and the technical trades and operations, that's not filler. That's them reading the actual gauges. The industry needs the whole ecosystem, not just people in the cockpit. And for a lot of families, the maintenance and technical side is genuinely the smarter economic move. Flight training is expensive. There's no gentle way to say it. Between the aircraft, the instructor, the fuel, and the examiner fees, the cost of going from zero to a commercial certificate can rival a four-year degree, whereas the technical trades can offer a faster, cheaper route to a stable, well-paying aviation career, often with an employer helping to foot the bill. Nobody tells the 16-year-old at the airport fence about that path. Events like this one do. So here's the practical part. What should you do about it? First, if Phoenix on November 13th and 14th is anywhere within reach for you, put it on the calendar and go check the details on the AOPA website. This is their inaugural run, which means it's going to be smaller and more personal than it will be in 5 years. Sometimes the first year of an event is the best year to attend, because you get real access before the crowd show up. Second, go in prepared. Don't treat it like a stroll through the static display line at an air show. If you're job hunting, bring a resume. Know your numbers. Total time, ratings, currency. Have a two-sentence version of who you are and where you want to go. The pilots who make an impression at these things are the ones who can answer what are you looking for without stumbling. Third, bring your questions about money and timeline and ask them out loud. How long does this path really take? What does it really cost? What's the realistic first job and what does it pay? What's the second job? The professionals at an event like this have heard all of it, and most of them would rather give you a straight answer than watch you learn the hard way. And fourth, and this one's for the parents and the mentors listening. If you know a young person who's curious about aviation but doesn't have anybody in their life who flies, this kind of event is a gift. You cannot Google your way into a mentor. You meet them in a room, standing next to an airplane or a booth, talking about the thing you both love. That's how careers in this industry have always really started. Somebody who was already inside held the door open, because that's ultimately what this is. AOPA calling this a career expo is accurate, but underneath the branding, it's a door being held open. For the student who doesn't know a corporate flight department from a fractional operator, for the flight instructor who's tired and wondering if it was worth it, for the kid at the fence. Let me bring it back to that challenge coin idea from the top of the show. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every one of those milestones is real, and every one of them is earned by somebody who at some point didn't know how to get to the next one and figured it out. Usually with help. Events like this exist so that the figuring out takes a little less luck and a little more direction. That's the story. AOPA's first Aviation Career Expo, November 13th and 14th, in Phoenix. Whether you're chasing the left seat or you're just starting to wonder whether this whole flying thing could be more than a hobby, it's worth a look. My thanks to AOPA for the reporting on this one. You can find more of what we cover and links to the day's stories over at RadioHangar.com. Wherever you are in the climb, keep the airplane pointed where you want to go. This has been ATIS. I'm Tower, and I'll see you on the next one.